Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Bet, in the second Mishnah of the sixth parak. Once the convict was 10 amot away from the Beit HaSkila, Omrim lo hitvadeh. They would tell him, confess. Shekein derech kol hamumatim nitvadin. That's the way for people who are dying, they should confess. If you confess, then you have a chelek olam haba. Shekein matzinu be'achan. In the story of Achan, which we're going to deal with at length in our Gemara, Achan, who stole from the cherem of Yericho and then was identified by the lottery in Perek Zayin of Yoshua, Shemar Yoshua b'ni siv nachavod la'adonai lo Yisrael v'ten lo toda. He said, give honor to Hashem and confess. He said, yes, indeed, I sinned, and this is what I did. How do we know that his confession helped and achieved atonement? Yoshua, at the stoning, he says, just as you have caused this evil, God should cause you evil on this day. What's on this day? Only on this day, in this world, but in the world to come, you're clear. Now, if a guy doesn't know how to confess, say, I want my death to be a kapara for all of my sins. That's a simple confession. If you don't marry, if he knows that he was set up, he should maintain his innocence and say, I want my death to be a kapara for all of my sins except for this one, which I'm innocent of. He said, if so, then everybody will say that because they'll try to convince people that they're innocent. So we don't want to allow them to say that. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. Na, when he says, Simna Chavod, what does Na mean? So Na, Pshat in Na, and throughout Tanakh, as Ibn Ezra says, means now. But the drush is, Ein Na El Shon Bakasha. Shashma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshua, Chata Yisrael, when Hashem said to Yoshua, before Achan was identified, when Yoshua fell on his face because they lost the word Ha'ai, he says, Chata Yisrael. Am Yisrael sinned. He didn't say who. Mi chata. So he said, who sinned? What am I, a tattletale? Lecha pel goralot. Do a lottery and find out. Halach mi pil goralot. V'nafal goral alachan. It eventually came to Achan. Rabbi Yoshua, goral atabai alai. You're only coming by goral. Atabal azarko in shnei gdolei ador atem. Sorry, the Achan said to Yoshua, you identify me by goral? You and Elazar, the two gdolei ador. Imani mapil alechem goral. If I'll throw a goral, one of you is going to come out also. So Yoshua said to Achan, please don't defame the goral. After all, after we win this war, these wars, we're going to divide the land based on a goral. So he said, please confess so that everybody will know that the goral is accurate. Amaravina, shachude shachte b'milei. He sort of bribed him with words. All we're asking for you is to admit. So he fooled him by saying, just to confess and you're off the hook. So then he confessed. It turns out that we now claim that Achan stole from three different cherems. Shnayim b'mei Moshe, which would have to be from Sichon and Og. So why wasn't he punished till now, and why wasn't Am Yisrael punished till now if he stole from every cherem? There's the sugya in Sota. Bnei Yisrael were not punished for things that they did not know about, that were nistar, until they crossed the Yarden. Ketanoi, like the Machloka Tanaim. Hanistarot la'adonai le'inu glot lanu v'anenu arulam, that's what called Divrei Torah Hazot, the end of the Parsha of the Brit in Nitzavim. Lama nakut alanu l'vanenu. Why is there a dot, a diacritical mark, over lanu v'anenu and ayin in Sha'ad Olam? That Nistarot we were only held accountable for after we crossed the Yarden. Were we ever punished? How are we held culpable for things we don't know about? It says forever. He says something very different, revolutionary. He says that Am Yisrael was not held culpable for other people's sins, even if they were known sins, until they crossed the Yarden. That's an Arvut kicks in. Ella, Achan, my time, Ayanush, so why was Achan punished? Because his wife and his kids knew about the Cherem, so it was not Nistarot. And that's according to Nehemiah why he was punished. Okay, in that passage it says, Chata Yisrael. Hashem said to Yeshua, Yisrael has sinned. Chata Yisrael hu. It's a beautiful passage. Chata Yisrael means even though a Jew sins, he's still Yisrael. If you have a myrtle that's in between a bunch of other trees, it's still a myrtle. People call it that. The rest of the pasuk is, they violated my brit. They stole, they lied, they put it in their vessels. It seems that Achan violated the whole Torah. There's five gums in there. Achan was somebody who tried to cover up his orla. We saw this 2 prakim ago with Adam. I would think that he would not lose himself in the mitzvah itself. It says that he did a disgusting thing. What's that? He had relations with a betrothed maiden. When a bat kohen, when a nara murasa has bia with somebody else, it's called astan v'la b'Yisrael. So pshita, I would think that Achan wasn't so bad, kamash v'lan that he was. V'inamar dine k'nara murasa. No, it doesn't mean he actually did that. It means he was judged the same way to be skila. They both get skila. In the pasuk it says Yeshua took Achan and all of his family and all of his stuff out, and it looks like they were killed. Why did his kids get killed? All of Am Yisrael is out there also. So they also didn't sin. They were there not to be killed, but to see it and to get the message. Take a look at the Ralbag in Yoshua at that point. They were there, brought there in order to really get the message. They burned them and then they stoned them. Both. So those things that deserved Sreifa got Sreifa. Those things that could be stoned are stoned, like Achan. All right, in his admission, in his confession, he says, Va'er ba'shalal, I saw among the loot a deret shinar, a beautiful coat from shinar, a chatova, 200 shkalim kesef, a 200 shkalim of silver. Rav Amar itzala demilta, was a beautiful coat. Shmuel Amar sarvala de tzrifa. He has a different interpretation. it was a colored coat of a different kind of color, a nice color. But either way, it was a nice thing that he took. They took all of these things when they brought them from his tent, from underneath his tent, and they presented it to God. Nachman, what is that? Bava chavtam lifnei makom. He knocked them down in front of the Hashem. From Hashalom, al elu teare gurbashel Sanhedrin. He said, because of this, the majority of the Sanhedrin died. What does that mean? It says that in the first war, which we lost because of this violation of the Cherem, 36 men died, or about 36 men died. The Rabbi Yehuda says it was really 36. There's 36. It says like 36. It was one man, Yair ben Menashe, who was as powerful or as good, as wise as a majority of the Sanhedrin. So in other words, 36 here is representative of a majority of the Sanhedrin. It's 36 is majority of 71. And so the idea was that Yeshua took these things and said, because he took these few things, majority of the Sanhedrin should die in war. It that a poor man speaks in a begging tone and a rich man speaks in a chutzpahdik tone.
He's
saying that Yeshua was very like chatzuf before Hashem, saying, Hashem, you're gonna kill for this, these few things? Didn't Pinchas do the same thing? Pinchas stood up. It says, which means he judged with God. He argued with God. Because of these two people, this Shimon and this girl, this Nasi Shimon and this girl, 24,000 people should die. So he did the same thing as Yeshua. Where do we know that Yeshua was chatzuf to Hashem? Why did you bring us over to the Yarden just to die here? This is what he said after the first loss in Ha'ai. Moshe said the same thing at the beginning of the Exodus story. When Yeshua said, Halavai, we should have stayed on the eastern bank in the same plea. So that's why we say Yeshua Tiber Azot. So Hashem said to Yeshua, get up. This is now before when Yeshua is crying and saying, why did you bring us over? Hashem says, get up. Your complaints are harder than theirs. I told you that as soon as you cross the Yarden, set up the Mizbech on Harival, and you went 60 mil away. So that was what Rabbi Shila said. After he walked out, Rav got in Amora and stood up at the Rash. In the summary of the war, it says that Yeshua did everything Moshe commanded exactly to the T. So why didn't Hashem say to Yeshua, get up? If not, like Rabbi Shila said, that you did something wrong. What he said was, you caused it. That's why he said in Ha'ai, you should do to Ha'ai what you did to Yericho. Alright? It's good. Now, this back goes now to the scene just before the war against Yericho. It was when Yeshua was in the vicinity of Yericho. Very strange scene. He looks up and he sees, and there's a man standing there, and he says to him, are you with us, against us? I'm an angel of God, and I've come just now. And Yeshua falls at his feet. How did Yeshua do this? How do you greet somebody at night? The sense is that this happened at night. You should be afraid he's a demon. He said, I am an angel of God, a captain of the army of God. Maybe it's a shade who's lying. We know even the shadim don't say Shem Shemayim Levatola. Amarle Emish Bitaltam Tamichal Ben Arbaim, Vachshav Bitaltam Talmud Torah. It's a famous sugi in Megillah. The Malach said to Yeshua, yesterday you didn't bring the Tamichal Ben Arbaim, and now you're not studying. So why have you come? Why have you come to attack us, as it were? Amarle Atavati. I've come now, meaning for what's now, meaning Talmud Torah. And that's how we know Talmud Torah is greater than Avoda. Miyad vayalin Yeshua balaylahu. Of course, this is two halves of a pasuk put together. Yeshua slept that night betocha emek. Amar b'yochan melamed shalom b'umkash halacha. Meaning he started studying halacha. Shuam bar unya mishrei derav gadol Talmud Torah yotem miyakarat tmidin. Again, shenemar tavati. And that's the lesson that Talmud Torah is greater than the tmidin. Okay, I'm really by the Rav Dimi. Hi, Krav and Marav and my Mokmitule. What do they? How do they interpret in Eretz Yisrael? He asked Rav Dimi. Was the Nechute and Tveria? How do they explain this pasuk? I'll tell you. So the Riv Maher Pen Matase Bachrita Bachlim Otcha Reacha Rivcha Riv and Reacha Sorachher Al Tegal. So what do they do with this pasuk? Don't go out to sue somebody quickly. What are you going to do at the end, etc. So they interpret as follows. B'shash Malach Kodesh Baruch Hu Yechezkel. He told Yechezkel, Lechem Olam LeYisrael, Avichai Morei V'mcha Chitit. Your father was an Emori, your mother was a Chitit. Amra Ruach Paskunit L'fnei HaKodesh Baruch Hu Yibono Shalom. Yavo Avraham Esara V'yamdu L'fanecha Ata. Ata Omer Lehem U'magalim U'machlim Otam. Would you say this to Avraham and Sarah and embarrass them? V'vcha Rivet Reacha V'sod Acher Al Tegal. Don't reveal this to somebody else. Since when does the Ruach have this right? In Damar Biyosu Chanina, Shalosh Shemot Yeshto, Piskin, Itmun Sigron. Piskun Sheposek Tvarim Filapi Mala, he makes decisions. Itmun Sheotem Avonotem Yisrael, he seals and covers up the Avonot of Israel. Sigron Kiman Shesoger Shuv and Potach, once they're sealed up, they're not opened up anymore. This is a malach. Hayroch Shuacha Lo Bet Lo Betzar, Avalazar Leolam Yaktim Adam Tfila Letzara. A person should always daven before a tzara comes. Shil Malay Hikdim Avraham Tfilah Letzara Ben Betel Oven Ha'ailan Shar Misonen Shal Yisrael Saridu Palit. Because Avraham davened Ben Betel Oven Ha'ai, and that was what protected Am Yisrael much later when the Cherem happened and they lost the word Ha'ai. He interprets the pasuk differently. Anybody who pushes himself very hard below with tefillah, he won't have any enemies above. He says a little bit differently that a person should always pray that other people should give him strength, and then he won't have any enemies above. All right, minayin shegralo vidyo. Back in the Mishnah, how do we know that the vidui of Achan helped? Like in the Mishnah. Why does it say that? Kulan chamisha hen leolam haba. All five go to olam haba. Tiv zimri uchtiv achan. Right? That zimri is mentioned here. Right, Rabbi Shmuel Achan Amar Achan Shmuel V'lam Nikra Shmuel Zimri. So he's saying that Zimri here, where Achan Ben Zerach, so that Zimri is really another name for Achan. He says really his name is Achan. Why is he called Zimri here? Shasama says Zimri that he acted like Zimri, but since he did vidu, he go to Lama Ba. Achan Amar Zimri Shmuel V'lam Nikra Shmuel Achan She'ichen Avonot Yisrael Yisrael, that he generated Avonot for Yisrael. Im Einu Yodei Vadot. So now what do we say at the end? That if a person doesn't know how to do vidui, that we coach him. And Rabbi Yehuda said that if he wants to, he could say, if he knows he's framed, he said, except for this sin. Nu, v'yinaku atzman. So the position of the Chachamim was, everybody's going to say that. So let him say that. It shouldn't be slandering, Beit Din, that every time somebody's going to go executed, say, I'm innocent. Tanar Baran, ma'asev yadam achad sheyatzah le'areg. There was a guy who was about to be killed. Amar, im yesh bi'avon zeh, if I'm really guilty, lo temitati kapara al kol v'natai. I don't want my death to be a kapara. But if I'm really innocent, which I'm claiming, except for this one, of course, which I'm not guilty of. And everybody else is off the hook. But the Edim will always carry this burden. So Beit Din heard, and they said, Lachziro Efshar. We can't bring him back. We already convicted him. Let him die. And the Edim will have to suffer if they really lied. So Peshitta, Kol Kamine, obviously, why would we think it's different? So Tzricha the Kahadri Behu Asahadi, we're talking about a case where the Edim recanted. V'chihadri Behu Mayavi, who cares? Sheven Higid, Shuven Chozer Magid, we know Edim can't change the testimony. So Tzricha Abagav the Kayahavi Tam and the Miltayu, even if they go even Amatla and explain why that they were changing their story, then we nonetheless disregard them, and indeed, if they were really lying, then it's on their shoulders. Okay, we'll pause at this point, pick it up in the next Mishnah, in the next podcast, which will go into further, more detailed descriptions of the Skila. In the meantime, though, everybody should have a nice Skila-free day.